This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
From the sacred fire of liberty to the sacred fire of whole food nutrition, 100%, I might add. It's not a doc. Chris Barr joining me for a special edition. Full hour, my friend. Are you ready?
Oh, good. We can really hit some important items with detail.
Yes. I want to go back to history and in my upbringing pharmaceutically, right? I was a pharmaceutically raised child, standard American diet. Fast food became a staple instead of a rare delicacy. And I remember being introduced to a yummy, delicious candy they called the St. Joseph's Baby Aspirin. Those orange things were like, give me some more. And, of course, might not have been a good thing to be eaten.
No, in fact, my little brother, when he was, three, I think, got under the... He loved those so much, he got in there. He was always getting into things. Still is, actually.
But, mm-hmm.
And ate a whole bottle. They had to take him, get his stomach pumped. And to this day, more than 50 years later, he won't touch anything orange, whether it's flavored or color. So he doesn't eat oranges. He doesn't eat anything orange-flavored. He won't eat carrots. If it's orange, to this day, that stomach pumping traumatized him as a child, he doesn't eat orange anything.
Chris, you know what else I ate that was orange? I drank it Tang, because the astronauts did.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
I know. And I love my mom. You know, she's in the chat room. You guys chat with her. She didn't know. But, you know, now she knows. She eats organic and clean. She takes the 100% whole food nutrients that you've recommended over the years here. And she's, almost 85 next month. And she goes out dancing two or three times a week.
Yeah, she's full of life. I mean, so, yeah, but it's great. We can learn as we grow. So
yeah, and it shows also, even if you've lived a life that was not conducive to real health and healing, if you make these changes, the body is a miracle. I mean, God created this amazing body, and you can actually give it what it needs to heal, get the garbage you don't want in there, get it out, and watch the healing happen.
Well, that's the whole point of my work, which now people are calling revolutionary. To me, I didn't start off to cause. I didn't, start out to cause a revolution. It just made sense that we should use nutrients from food, and so I started doing 100% whole food nutrients all the time, and restoring balance to the body with the most important, because they're the most removed from the foods most Americans most commonly consume: chromium, selenium, and silica,
mm-hmm.
and we now almost routinely see what others call miracles because we're restoring to the body what's been missing, and the body takes care of the rest when it has what it needs and has been deprived of.
Now, Chris, we know that allopathic medicine goes back further than the 20th century, but in the 20th century, it became, a programmed belief system that we suffer from drug deficiency diseases, including if something is told to us as benign as aspirin, yet we know aspirin can be deadly. In fact, some have argued that if aspirin were up for approval today, it would likely not get approved unless there was obviously fraud involved because of how dangerous it is. Yet now it's also, by cardiologists, still acknowledged as they do, this is the thing to prevent heart attacks and strokes. You just stay on that baby aspirin every day that I remember as a child.
Yeah, and that is such a huge fraud. It always has been a fraud. It was back in the 60s when they came up with this low-dose aspirin or aspirin to prevent hearts because of a study in which they said, oh, look, people who take aspirin after heart problems have less follow-up heart problems than those who don't. But what they didn't tell you is it was fraudulent research, and it's continued for more than 50 years now, because it wasn't aspirin that was in the study. It was buffered aspirin. What was the buffering agent? It was magnesium. And in fact, it was a lot more magnesium that was in the buffered aspirin than there was aspirin in the buffered aspirin. That was in the 60s. Well, in the 50s, there were actually hospitals, like up at Massachusetts and other places, that they had learned and documented that if someone presents with a heart incidence, they would give them an infusion, an IV of magnesium. Mm-hmm. And there were already studies from the 50s that showed giving magnesium infusion to those presenting with heart problems, those people had less follow-up incidence than those who didn't get magnesium. So it was already established in the literature. So those Nazis at Bayer, and I can say that because Bayer comes from IG Farben, who, if there wasn't an IG Farben, there wouldn't have been a Nazi in a Holocaust, and that's historical fact. Check it out. So those Nazis at Bayer fooled people again with their Bayer aspirin, which was the magnesium. It had nothing to do with the heart. And if the aspirin didn't. And if you look up studies on aspirin that are just aspirin, no buffered, no magnesium, there isn't a single study in the literature that you can find benefit to the heart from aspirin alone. It's only when they use buffered aspirin, because it isn't the aspirin, it's the magnesium.
Yeah, I always like to say they can kiss my aspirin, because, I mean, the garbage that they present as sound science is not, as you said, it's fraudulent. But this is the reason why we're seeing some of the news media reports on this, going, wait, it's really confusing. Why are some aspirin studies saying it's really good for the heart, and others going, no, it's only bad? So you're really, once again, going back to the origin, digging deep in the research and going, you know what, this is explaining it. And it isn't even like it's the best form of magnesium, but what does that say about magnesium, of how powerful it is?
Yes, that's right. Even garbage magnesium, which is what most people use, gets some benefit. But if you use whole food magnesium, you can get much better benefit with much lower amounts, because the body actually uses it fully. So yeah, even when they use garbage magnesium, it helps the heart when they give it with the aspirin. It has nothing to do with the aspirin. And by the way, I have to give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
It was Dr. Richard Brohringmeyer and his wife, Mary. They were both doctors in Kentucky. He was also a consulting scientist to NASA. He's the one who taught me this back, almost 40 years ago in the early 80s.
Dude, how did you meet him?
I went to some conference on magnet therapy. He had developed a how to use high potency north and south, and how to diagnose, how to use them on various parts of the body to reduce inflammation, to reduce pain. It was really very effective, but it's fallen out of, it never got all that popular, but I have all of his paperwork. Somebody else in Mexico is now claiming to have discovered that, somebody that Brohringmeyer passed it on to in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look it up now, you'll see this some guy in Mexico who's claiming to have discovered this. So I want to give credit to Dr. Richard Brohringmeyer, who died in the 90s, because he's the one who taught me this about what the studies actually showed, and that it wasn't aspirin, it was magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
So he and his wife were both doctors in Kentucky for decades.
Now, yeah, I liken what you said also in terms of non-ideal forms, that, magnesium is pretty profound, and the body will try and find a way to use whatever it can. And when we talk about silver, colloidal silver, silver hydrosol, the difference is night and day in that context. Was even make some colloidal silver at home, and a very small percentage of the total silver content would be bioactive. The rest would be wasteful or bioaccumulating unnecessarily. And that's why we use the sovereign silver or the Argentin 23 versus any other form. Similar, why we utilize 100% whole food nutrients, because, yeah, there may be fractions. Even selenium, we talk about the various forms of selenium in nature. You might find one isolated in a supplement in a health food store, but doesn't mean it's optimal for you. You might get minimal benefit rather than a little bit of the 100% whole food form where you'll get full benefit.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we can see documentation. I have human studies to show, 100 to 300 times the bioavailability of selenium in the whole food form versus the strictly chemical forms. And it's the same thing for magnesium. And as you mentioned, for silver, colloidal silver works for some people somewhat, but it doesn't work anywhere near as well as the silver hydrosol. It's not just the substance that one needs to make sure they have the right substance, but they need to have the right form
and then
of
you can
the
use,
right substance.
And then, as you said, you can use less to get more. I call that the law of economy. Get the most out of every drop or whatever, however you measure it in this case. And so in this case, we could argue that if they sold baby aspirin or buffered aspirin without the aspirin, just the buffering agent, people would be pretty much okay, but not as good as they would be if they took the 100% whole food form of magnesium.
Exactly. And the research backs it up. When they use buffered aspirin, they get some, and by the way, it's not astounding results, but they get some results. They have documentable results with garbage magnesium. Not with aspirin, though, because the aspirin-only studies don't show any benefit at all. Okay, so, yeah, it's amazing how the body will say, okay, well, if this is all you're going to give me, I'll do what I can with it, versus, oh, really, whole food? Now I can really get things done.
leave it to not a doctor. Destroy the myths of aspirin and so many other things we've been taught to believe or programmed to believe in the 20th, now the 21st century, hopefully making some changes for you. By the way, the 100% whole food nutrients we talk about here are available through our friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. And that's linked up in the show notes as well, ChooseToBeHealthy.com. You can call them directly, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. We got a little over a minute in our first segment here, and I know we're going to get more into cardiovascular disease, statin drug scams and frauds. We're going to pick that apart. But anything that we're leaving on the table in terms of why aspirin is so dangerous that folks should know about in the final minute of the opening segment?
Well, they know it causes bleeding. It tears up the stomach. I mean, there are bad things that they know about, and they say, well, we have to use it because we need it for these other things. There's nothing that they need to use aspirin for that there isn't something else that works better without the side effects that the aspirin causes.
Yeah, and remember that these were coming from botanicals originally, like white willow bark, right, which can be used as an herbal supplement or tincture as opposed to resorting to aspirin.
Yes, that's right. That's where they got the salicylic acid. They found this white willow bark was used for pain relief, so they looked and said, oh, look what's in this.
Yes.
So they synthesized the real form and get side effects. White willow bark didn't cause bleeding and all the problems.
No, that's right. And we've utilized the herb for years here in the family for similar things we used to use aspirin for when I didn't know any better as a kid. All right, we're going to take a break here. By the way, again, if you utilize the right forms, you don't have to concern yourself, but we don't need to use more than we need either, so we'll talk about those needs in addition as we deal with cardiovascular challenges and the dunderhead doctors that haven't read the literature like Chris Barr. Not a doc has. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfhillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special guest, I shall say, co-host this hour, not a doc, Chris Barr. Always glad to have you on board, Chris. And, you know, we just basically dissolved aspirin and hopefully got it so no one else will harm themselves with it, recognizing that magnesium is the real benefit in terms of prevention and reversing heart and cardiovascular issues. But there's more to the story. You know, they weren't going to stand on aspirin alone. They came up with these things called statin drugs. Let's go to another part of the demon spawn, perhaps, of the Nazi German thoughts on pharmaceuticals. Pharmakia, I think they call it, sorcery. And the evolution of these statin drugs, blaming cholesterol as the cause of heart disease, which is wrong. But then what they knew at the beginning about what those drugs do.
Yeah, those bad boys over at Merck with their black magic. That's black Merck magic. They knew when the first statin drug was Zocor. When they patented it back in the 80s, they patented two forms. The one that was called Zocor, and the other one was Zocor with coenzyme Q10. Well, that's weird. Why would a pharmaceutical patent a drug with a nutrient? Well, because they knew from the research before anybody ever took one of these in the open marketplace that statin drugs eliminate your body's ability to produce its own CoQ10. Of course, CoQ10 is also tricky, so it costs more than most nutrients. So they patented Zocor and Zocor with CoQ10, but they never put the Zocor with CoQ10 in the marketplace because it's expensive. And there was never any demand, so they covered their bases by patenting it in both forms because they knew that it was going to eliminate CoQ10. Why is that important? Because CoQ10 is important in your energy cycle. It's important and is an antioxidant. There's a lot of things that CoQ10 does. And when you take statins, your body stops producing CoQ10 because of the way statins work. So number one, they knew that it was bad. And so like 10 years later, Dr. Julian Whitaker got his own team together, legal people and grant writers, at his own expense, and submitted to the FDA that there should either be, he submitted all the data about this, and then he said they should either put a black warning label, which is the highest warning label that they have on products, or they should either put a warning that, on the insert that you should take CoQ10 when taking statins, or they should just require that all statins have CoQ10. Well, it took the FDA like 3 years to act on his submission, and they didn't deny anything that he said. They, you know, they didn't say, oh, no, that's not true. Basically, in short, what their response to him said was, well, we don't think that's important enough to take any further action about.
Wow. Okay,
so they're in bed with Merck. So, yeah, they didn't say, oh, no, you're wrong. They right. said, oh, yeah, that's not important.
Well, but, Chris, I mean, it's just a thing. It's not the thing, right? Coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, right? Just one thing. What could it be? What could be the big deal?
And it's a big deal. But even a bigger deal is that there is nothing that a statin drug does that chromium doesn't do better and faster without any of the many side effects that statins have. Plus, it has a plethora of other benefits to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an even bigger fraud because nobody in the history of the world has ever had need for a statin drug. Besides, as you mentioned in your opening on this segment, that cholesterol isn't the problem anyway. And, oh, by the way, what's the key to cholesterol? Chromium. Chromium manages cholesterol. In the absence of chromium, the most removed nutrient from the foods most Americans have commonly consumed for more than 100 years, that's why heart disease became the number one killer by the middle of the last century, whereas it wasn't even in the top 10 before that, because of chromium loss. Okay, so chromium manages cholesterol. In the absence of chromium, cholesterol goes wacky. LDL, the so-called bad cholesterol, skyrockets, and HDL, the so-called good cholesterol, decreases. When you put whole food chromium into the diet, HDL goes up, LDL drops, cholesterol in general, if it truly is high, which is, you know, kind of comical to even talk about, but it does bring down high cholesterol levels. As I said, everything good that a statin drug does, chromium in the diet does better and faster without any of the side effects like Alzheimer's disease and liver damage and muscle pain, which, by the way, chromium is one of the most important nutrients for the liver and for the muscles and for the brain. What a shock. So, and who found this? Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder, MD, Columbia and Yale and Dartmouth, professor at Dartmouth, you know, a legend. He actually was probably the greatest scientist of the 20th century.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got to go further, but we're up on a break. Hard break here. Chris Barr, not a doc. We're talking the statin scam and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News. George H.W. Bush was laid to rest at his presidential library at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. Meanwhile, one of the most talked about images of the week was former Senator Bob Dole saluting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush. Dole tells Fox News how that whole special moment came about.
I came to the rotunda just to say goodbye, to wheel up the casket and maybe stand up. And so I did that with no thought of saluting. And they got me up, stood me up, and it was almost automatic. My left hand went up to my forehead.
A two-week government funding extension is headed to President Trump's desk after passage in the Senate and House today. This averts a partial government shutdown. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 79 points to close the day at 24,947. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the statin scam. It's not something we have not covered here, but we get to go in depth today with Chris Barr, not a doc, our good buddy, and he and not a nurse doing amazing things on YouTube. And I'm sorry, not on YouTube. I can't think clearly of all the social media that we outreach. We also stream on YouTube. But in the Facebook, they have Not a Nurse and Not a Doc, a private group that if you want to ask to be a part of, you can learn a lot more. The protocols are there. There's a great, what we say, community that is developed, like our community here on YouTube as well, where everybody chats with one another, helps each other out, and people know the protocol now because they've been following it for a while. And we're talking statin drugs, cardiovascular disease. We mentioned the CoQ10. I wanted to go back real quickly on that because I found it fascinating, you know, of course, learning about chromium and cholesterol, but chromium and energy. And to think about why you hear about CoQ10 being so important, they talk about mitochondrial function and energy production within the cell. Can you kind of bridge that gap of understanding?
Yes, the key to that is chromium. You know, the Krebs cycle, for the scientists and medical doctors among you, you know, glucose and oxygen produces ATP, adenosine triphosphate, the basic energy unit of every cell in your body. Okay, your body cannot efficiently utilize glucose, sugar, in the absence of chromium, which is the most removed nutrient, the most deficient of everybody living in America and now throughout the world, as we've exported our bad dietary habits around the world. Okay, so when you have chromium, you have energy. When you don't have chromium, you don't have energy. Also interesting, the second most removed nutrient, second and third, silica and selenium, I never, ever have people take CoQ10, ever, never, unless they're stupid enough to take statin drugs, and then I kind of just leave them in the dust because they're too dumb to help. But when you're not taking statins, you don't need to take that expensive CoQ10 to help with mitochondria and everything else, mm-hmm. because the key to CoQ10 in the human body is selenium. When you have plenty of selenium, your CoQ10 levels go up. When your selenium levels drop, your CoQ10 levels drop. So selenium is really economical and inexpensive, especially in comparison to CoQ10. Mm-hmm. So I don't tell people not to take CoQ10, because if you want to spend the extra money, it has benefits.
Yeah.
It can be good for you. But why do that when you can just take extra selenium that does so many other things as well, and your body will produce its own CoQ10?
Remember, we've talked about selenium in regards to glutathione production. And those that have said, well, I got to take glutathione. It's like, no, you need adequate selenium. You know, your body will produce it. Also, you know, talking about selenium and its heart protective, you know, benefits as well.
Yes, absolutely. Chromium feeds the heart. Selenium protects the heart. And silicon is for the electrical conductivity of the heart and for the strength and elasticity of all the cardiovascular tissues. So the three work together, and those are the three most removed from the foods most Americans most commonly have consumed for more than 100 years. So surprise, surprise, surprise. Who let Gomer Pyle in here?
Right, right.
Shouldn't be any surprise that heart disease is the number one killer of Americans and has been for more than half a century.
It's funny. I wonder why Merck didn't patent a form of Zocor with selenium and chromium.
Well, they didn't know about selenium or chromium. They just knew about CoQ10. Oh, this stops CoQ10 from working.
Yeah.
Hey, so, but see, they should have known because Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder, Columbia, Dartmouth, Yale, those are big Ivy League schools. That's where he graduated from and was a professor. You ever heard of high blood pressure or hypertension, Robert?
Once or twice we've mentioned it, yes.
Yeah. And they say salt causes that. Right. Well, which it doesn't, by the way. That came from the work of Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder from 1937 to 1956. All the treatments they use to this day are based on his work. Even though 10 years later, after winning the George Brown Award from the American Heart Association, the highest award they give, after that he said, wait, I was wrong. It wasn't the salt. It's cadmium that is the problem, and salt is a carrying agent for cadmium. Well, they ignored him because they already have all these protocols in place, and they didn't want to hear about heavy metals and salt's not good. So this guy was actually a toxicologist. And while he was studying elements that can be toxic, like when they produce chromium for shiny bumpers and sinks, it produces a highly toxic form of chromium. You can't get it except through manufacturing, so it's not naturally occurring anywhere. So he was doing studies with dietary chromium to monitor the bad effects on these lab animals, and he set a world record for longevity. That was his first clue that, wait a minute. And so he actually began his research in 1959 on chromium. The same year, chromium was identified as an essential nutrient by Dr. Klaus Schwartz and his assistant, Walter Mertz.
Right.
So, it 60 years later, it's still not very well known. But he's starting to find out, what's this chromium? And he came on their research, and by the early 1970s, Schroeder wrote that the cause of heart disease is not cholesterol. He said, that's bunk.
Mm-hmm.
And the cause is a lack of chromium. Well, he actually overstated it, because chromium is the most important facet, but it's not the single sole cause. But it is the most important part of the heart problem. Chromium, then selenium, then silicon, then magnesium and vitamin B6. That's the underlying root of heart disease. So long before the first statin drug was ever produced, what they should be doing is having every American taking chromium, first of all, and selenium and silica and magnesium and zinc or B6 in a whole food form. Okay? But instead, it was just in the news 2 days ago. The journals of internal medicine had a big article on statin drugs being overused and documenting that the only benefit that can be derived from them is in people who already have heart problems. So they're now recommending it for not just every Tom, Dick, and Harriet. The pediatrics people have now started recommending it to be given to children.
Oh, my gosh.
To protect their hearts. And it doesn't protect the heart. And this new study shows those who don't have heart problems, they don't have any studies they can produce that show any benefit from statins, as fraudulent as that benefit is. So it's being given to virtually everybody. And what they need to be doing is saying, take innate response chromium 1-3 times a day. And just that'll by itself, even though it's not enough, that would make more improvement than in a year than statin drugs for 30 years have made. But
well,
they're not going
to
do that.
No, those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show and not a doc, Chris Barr, you can go back in our archives and we've got, what did we figure? You know, remember last time you were on, we had a guess of how many times you've been on the show. And I think I was closer to 100. You were at 200. And like my wife then did the count and it was almost 200. We're really close.
We're right now, this is number 197. So you do the math and figure out what the last one was.
Right, okay. So, but the point of me saying this is there's a whole history of great learning and teaching that Not a Doc has brought out, and including we've done so many shows on these subjects, but we're getting to go a little deeper today, which is really cool. And I just want to, for new folks, to let you know that don't run out to the health food store and grab any bottle of chromium, or don't lick a chrome bumper. Don't go into hexavalent chromium. But, yeah, the form matters. Just as we talked earlier about, the silver or the form of magnesium, these things matter in terms of how much you need to take to get the benefit. And so the chromium we use is 100% whole food, innate response. You get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And in the stores, you'll still find chromium chloride, chromium polynicotinate, chromium picolinate. I mean, these are inferior forms. And in some cases, you would argue toxic to the body.
No, I wouldn't argue. I would just tell people it's a direct statement. Anyone who denies my statement would be arguing. Chromium picolinate is a slow poison, period. That's fact. Causes genetic damage. From the time that it was first produced, that was known and covered up. There were finally studies in the early part of this century documenting damage to the kidneys, DNA damage. But I told them that back when it was first produced back in the early 80s. Wait a minute. Picolinic acid is a highly toxic substance. Don't mix anything with that. And actually, if you really want to get into a whole hour broadcast, we could expose how that the production of chromium picolinate was done specifically to combat my research, clear back in the early 1980s.
But well, and I brought up the fact, as you know, the U.S. government holds patent, I don't know if it still exists in terms of its viability, on that form of chromium that suddenly I remember hitting the markets big time in the 1990s. Oh, it's the next greatest thing for blood sugar regulation, hypoglycemia, and yet it had fractional, if any, benefit, as you said, more detriment than benefit. But when people take, that's why when we talk about chromium doing such extraordinary things, people go, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I've taken chromium before. I didn't do that. I'm like, well, you weren't taking the 100% whole food form.
Well, it's the difference is so much greater than that, Robert. All nutrients, no exceptions, are superior in a food form than in a non-food form. But some make a bigger difference than with others. With none is the difference greater than with chromium. Whole food chromium is extraordinary in all the benefit that it gives. And if it's not whole food chromium, it virtually doesn't work at all. I mean, the gap is greater with chromium than with any other nutrient. The absorption rate of chromium chloride is less than 0.5%. That's next to nothing. So when they came out with polynicotinate and picolinate and said, it's a 600% increase. Well, what's 600% of 0.3? 1.8. So you have less than 2%. But they would count the 600% figure because people don't know math.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas whole food chromium has a 25% or greater, and not to mention all the benefit that it has and what the body does with it versus the all the other forms, most of which are junk and one of which is a slow poison, literally.
Yeah, folks, it doesn't always, come out right to the public. And you know, the news media is not going to report this, as you know. We talk about the corruption in the mainstream news media, the science that has been corrupted, hidden, or just not even looked at anymore. It takes investigative researchers, nutritional historians, as you've been known to be called, Chris, to dig deep into that, to bring that back out for the benefit of those who have the ears to hear, the eyes to see, and the mouth to eat the right things.
Yes, the right things in the right form and the right amount makes all the difference in the world. Again, we see almost routinely what others call miracles. It's just the body doing what it can do and is supposed to do when given what it's supposed to have.
Beautifully said. Special edition here of the Robert Scott Bell Show, not a doc here, and we have covered the scam of aspirin. In terms of prevention of any disease, much less the heart attack and stroke claims. Go back and listen if you're just tuning in. The Merck Black Magic of statin drugs, even patented with CoQ10 that they never brought to market, even though they know it destroyed it or eliminated its production. And, of course, the role of chromium being the real key in terms of energy utilization and so many things more related to heart, feeding the heart. And we talk selenium to protect the heart and the silicon for conductivity and elasticity and integrity of the vascular system. We'll be back to wrap it up with more powerful healing after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information while diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've been furiously taking notes and you just can't keep up with the information Not a Doc's throwing out there, well, there's a group on Facebook called Not a Nurse and Not a Doc, and the people that are very kind there are just sharing information all of the time, the protocols, even when you guys aren't available, you and Not a Nurse, they're like, oh, here, go here. This is where that information is. I love seeing that, the teamwork involved, people wanting to help one another genuinely.
Yeah, it's a great team, and kind of a play on words there. I'm not a doc because by choice I've refused to go that route because there's so much fraud, even in the natural doctor kingdom. Angie actually was an RN in three states, a charge nurse, supervisory position, and medical almost killed her. So she no longer practices as an RN, even though she is licensed in three states. You know, but it makes a great combo because now Not a Doc has Not a Nurse. And, you know, I'm pretty versed on medical, but she's very versed on it. So every once in a while I go, what is this? And she just, oh, that's, you know, whether it's a drug or a procedure.
Yes.
She just reels it right out. So it's really a great combination. And she has learned what I do in just a few short years, more than people I've worked with for 10 or 20 years or more. So she's really adept at picking things up also.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great combo.
It is, and she makes great snickerdoodles. I'm just saying. All right. And by the way, I did, Not a Nurse, mention Argentin 23 earlier in our discussion of why silver hydrosol is so much more efficient and it's the appropriate form versus other colloidal silvers. So I shall have earned some baked goods next time I see her.
And the organic pumpkin bread, you forgot to mention those were organic snickerdoodles.
Of course, of course. Wouldn't be anything but that, the best, so yes.
Organic pumpkin bread with organic butter. Oh, yes.
You had to remind me of that. I was just satiated. Now I've got to eat again. Thanks a lot. All right. But I'm going to take my 100% whole food chromium as well, 100 micrograms. Which, by the way, this answers part of the question of Ronald. He asked, any new treatment for type 1 diabetes? It's not like we haven't talked about this either, but why not? New listeners all the time.
Well, type 1 is tricky because it's a whole different bailiwick from type 2. And so with type 2, it's easy if they're not on insulin. Just have them take chromium. And it also helps to add selenium and B6 and zinc. And, you know, there's a few other things that help with the insulin situation. But with type 1, they can no longer create or significantly don't create insulin. So we have to be careful because once you have to put insulin into the body from an outside source, chromium potentiates the action of insulin. Okay, so we start people very slowly when they're type 1 on just 100 micrograms a day for a week so they can see how their body responds to it, because some type 1 will react or will respond very quickly and they can lower their insulin intake. Some it's a little slower. So we need to make sure we don't decrease the need for insulin so fast that they don't reduce the amount, because too much insulin can be its own problem. In fact, it can kill you. So we have to caution people with type 1. Start with one a day and monitor your sugar levels. And then as your body responds, increase it up to 1-3 times a day or 1-4 times a day. So we can reduce their insulin need. See, the reason type 1 diabetics die sooner, have less of a lifespan, is because insulin itself has its own problems. So when you're giving insulin from outside, in a hackneyed manner, you're creating damage inside the body. So the less insulin you have to put in, the better the outcome. Then we also utilize silica and selenium and Dr. Christopher's kidney formula, because that's very important with all diabetics. So we've had great success in dramatically reducing the insulin necessity and increasing the overall health of type 1 diabetics by addressing chromium slowly and building it up, and then adding from the beginning, you can put selenium and silica and Dr. Christopher's kidney formula. And that will do, it has done very well in every instance that I've come across through several decades.
Right. And one last thing before we break for the day, Chris, the insulin sensitivity argument, isn't that just evidence of a lack of chromium?
Yeah, it's a medical myth. You know, insulin sensitivity and insulin resistance, that's nonsense. Insulin's not sitting over in the corner and crying, oh, what's wrong? And it's not fighting in a resistance. It simply doesn't have the necessary cofactor of chromium. When you have the chromium the body needs, insulin works just fine.
Beautifully
said.
There's
no sensitivity. There's no resistance. It's just a lack of chromium.
And on that note, please share this show with others. This will be the life-saving show of many that we have done with Chris, and I appreciate you so much. And you are helping us to remember that the power to heal is ours. It's yours. It's mine. It's his. It's hers. Thanks.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference
Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.